Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. You got the NBA draft tonight. We're going to do a mock draft coming up in about 40 minutes. Right at 8 o'clock, we will do our Junkies mock draft. Everybody's going to get assigned a pick. And the Wizards, of course, go number six, which begs the question.
Well, did you see how Drab wants to do it?
I didn't.
So Drab wants to have, these guys always want to gamble. They always want to find a way to just take money from us.
We take money from them.
Yeah, but that's not their goal. Their goal is to fleece us somehow. They want to put $10 in a hat for each guy. I get a free roll because I'm picking for the Wizards. But you guys it's a lottery for who you pick. Mm-hmm. And then whoever you pick is obviously your pick for Rookie of the Year. And if any of our guys win Rookie of the Year,
you get the pot.
We get the pot. So I apparently don't have to pay because I have the sixth pick and I have no shot at getting one through five.
But isn't
you have no shot at Cooper Flagg. The rest, right. The five of us do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but whoever gets the top pick is probably going to draft Flagg. And
right, but at least you get a shot. Advantage. You guys at least get you an equal shot at it.
So might as well just roll dice.
Well, yeah,
versus attach it to the NBA.
I'm not convinced that Cooper Flagg is for sure going to win Rookie of the Year.
Well, that's why Eric's free rolled.
Yeah. I would say 95% chance he wins Rookie of the Year.
Well, that's
all right.
We'll see.
All right, you get injured. A lot of things can happen.
Sure.
When are we going to find out what team we're drafting for?
About, I don't know, a few minutes.
Okay.
Put them in a hat. We have to agree to it first.
That's fine. $10, whatever.
$10. Put it in.
Be great when I get to draft Jeremiah Fears.
Let's go to Paul.
Cooper Flagg's going to be on the Dallas Mavericks.
In Gaithersburg. I wish we had cakes here so we could play Wizards Fever. Are people getting a Bullets Fever, whatever the hell it is? Paul, what's up? Are you getting geeked up?
Yes,
you got
sir.
Bullets Fever today?
No. I mean, I'm a Wizards fan, but kind of down and out Wizards fan because, I mean, the GM has to sell hope, but how many losing seasons do we have to sit through on watchable basketball? He traded away, a 26-year-old for a 33-year-old. I just don't have any hope.
Yeah, but you knew that Poole was here just for a limited time, right? You knew he was always going to be an asset. They were going to move.
I understand it, but give me something I can watch. You know, as a fan, I can wait two more years and have an unwatchable team. That sucks if you're a fan. It really sucks.
Did you enjoy the era of Bradley Beal and 35 wins per season?
Nope. The last time I enjoyed them was probably when Gilbert played, to be honest with you.
So what is
there's
the
a lot of people like that.
I would argue the alternative is you just got to find a way to attract free agents. You got to find a way.
No, yeah. I agree with you. I agree with that. I just like a watchable team.
I want to hear from Wizards fans. Thanks for your call. Because I do think when they decided to go this route and they brought in Winger and Dawkins, there was a lot of optimism. And I feel like last year going to games, I went to four or five games. We all went to one together. I feel like the crowd accepted that and were for it and really liked the young players coming up. Like there was some excitement. You're building with Sarr and Carrington and George and Koulibaly. Like you see the direction of the team. But then the disappointment of not getting number one pick and not having the chance to draft Cooper Flagg, I think, took a lot of air out of the balloon. And now I think this is going to be a tough season. There's going to be kind of a lull because you're really waiting until next offseason.
Right.
You're setting yourself up for next offseason. So now it's a whole nother kind of lost season. And let me check what the poll is.
It's a lost season, but you're also, if you're a huge Wizards fan, you're kind of interested to see if Sarr and Koulibaly can take that next step.
Yes.
So how much better can they get this offseason than last year?
So the poll of the day, and you can vote at Junks Radio, is do you have faith in the Wizards rebuild? 72% say no. Mm-hmm. I would vote yes, and it's simply because I have faith in Dawkins and Winger. They're from Oklahoma City. It's not to say that they're going to be able to repeat what Oklahoma City has done. We've mentioned it many times. Oklahoma City pulled off a Paul George deal, which really hooked them up. I don't think the Wizards have guys in that same class. Will they be able to net the dividends, which OKC got, which most importantly was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who won the MVP and led them to the NBA Finals and led them to winning it. But there's a lot of people I saw online on our Facebook page who have no faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wizards are a mess. Here's another one. Paul, every time we develop a player or two, poof, we are refusing to win. I don't know who she's referring to there. James Johnson, it's still going to take years. As it is now, no top free agents want to come, so their only hope is they hit on a generational talent in the draft to then entice top free agents to come.
Yeah, the $100 million next summer, forget about that. They're going to probably trade McCollum for even longer contracts, yep, so they can get first-round picks coming back with those bad contracts. Mm-hmm. So that's why they have all these expiring deals. So they're going to ship the McCollum off to a contender in February.
Mm-hmm. And then get a first-round pick.
Yes.
Yep.
They want to keep adding those up.
If they even have them till February. But you know, sometimes those rules. Like, remember last year, they had a couple players that you knew weren't going to be here, like Valanciunas. That weren't long-term planned, but there was like an NBA rule, like you can't move them until a certain date. Maybe they go the route of the Brooklyn Nets. You know the Brooklyn Nets have 5 first-round picks? 5!
All this year?
Yeah.
Nuts.
They've got the number 8 pick. They've got the number 19 pick. They've got the number 22 pick. They've got the number 26 and 27.
Are they going to make all those picks, or are they going to package some of them?
Who knows?
Yeah,
but the current roster right now, and it can change, is Chris Middleton, CJ McCollum, Marcus Smart, Corey Kispert, Kelly Olynyk, Rashawn Holmes, Alex Sarr, Bilal Coulibaly, Bub Carrington, AJ Johnson, Keyshawn George, Anthony Gill, Justin Champagne, and Colby Jones.
I counted 5 building blocks.
You counted, yeah.
The
you counted
first round picks from last year.
Yeah.
And, are you putting Koulibaly in there?
Koulibaly.
And you put AJ Johnson?
Yes.
Yes. He's putting him in there.
So no Corey Kispert.
Sure, you could throw Kispert in. 6.
And
6
two
pieces
more tonight.
And 2 more.
Potentially 2 more tonight. But like even the Spurs, the first year with Wembanyama, they were dreadful, right? How many games did they win the first year with Wemby?
Yeah, they haven't been.
They were dreadful.
And now Wemby missed a bunch of games. They got the number 2 pick in the draft tonight.
Yeah, he did miss a bunch of games.
Is he cleared? He was his blood clot, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah, 800-636-1067. If you're a Wizards fan, how do you feel about this rebuild? You got the draft tonight. Is there somebody you're targeting? EB's a big Ace Bailey guy.
Well, I mean, it would be a miracle if he falls to 6.
I don't think it's a miracle. I think a lot of people expect it.
I think
a lot of the NBA insiders expect it.
I think ESPN mocked them to the Wizards.
Yeah.
Is that the Giveny one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, ESPN, I don't think it's a miracle.
I think Bobby Marks even said he had the Wiz taking him.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance. Most of the drafts have it going Flag Harper 1-2.
Right.
Then there's some wiggle room. It seems like Edgecombe's going to go 3. Then there's a little more wiggle room.
Yeah, and so who knows after 3?
I don't know. I have faith mostly because I just have faith in the people that they're going to figure it out. But it is a long rebuild. Got to wait this whole year
Well, that's what I was going to tell that Wizards fan who called and said he's got no hope. Is that, and I can see why you would say that before Dawkins and that that new executive team got here, but let's give them a shot because the old team couldn't do it. All right, I could see why you would be down on that, but now he's only been here 2 years, so he's in the second year, or I guess entering the third year of a process. All right, it might take 5 or 6 years before they really start showing it, but at least give them a chance. After after 5 or 6 years, they're still, you know, at the best middle of the pack. Then I could see you feeling that way. But let's just give him a couple more years and let's see if they can increase the wins.
So when we had Patsos on yesterday, he was, of course, obsessed with the 18th pick. He didn't want us to forget about the 18th. His theory, and again, he reiterated a million times that he's not in the meetings with these guys. But his theory is that they're going to go one young guy and one little older guy.
Okay. So go after a junior?
Maybe. And I'm trying to look at guys that fit that bill.
It just takes so long for these guys now to develop. It's hard to know. You know, I'm looking back at that Coulibaly draft, right? So, because what you got to look at is, well, what have they done? I really like what Will Dawkins did in the draft last year. You know, I think we all like it. I think Bub's a stud. Sar, definitely a good defensive player. I don't know if he's going to be an alpha offensively. And then Keyshawn reminds me of like a young Robert Horry. Like,
so I said from day one.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a good player. Not like a number one option or anything like that, but can be a good player. Mm-hmm. And they put him, you know, plays good defense. Coulibaly, I've been disappointed. Maybe he'll blow up this year. And I'm just looking back at that draft. I mean, there's not really anybody that went after him that's doing anything of significance. So the picks that year were Wemby 1, Brandon Miller 2. Both those guys have been good. Scoot Henderson 3. The Thompson twins went back-to-back, Amen and Osser, Anthony Black, and then Coulibaly was drafted 7.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you look behind him, all right, Derek Lively at 12, impactful player at center for the Dallas Mavericks. He was hurt some last year. Of course, during his rookie season, go to the NBA Finals with Luka, tossing him tons of lobs. You mentioned Grady Dick. He was drafted 13, but I don't really see anybody else. I mean, I guess Pods.
It is too early to kind of judge a lot of these guys, though.
So, hey, I mean, I don't.
What if
like it was a terrible pick.
I think that they're going to go. They'll go freshmen at 6, and I think they're going to go international.
What if they get Ace Bailey? What if the stars align and we get one of the most talented players in the draft, in my opinion?
Mm-hmm.
And then at 18, they get Walter Clayton.
I like
you're Clayton. Totally in on Patsos' recommendation.
Well, that would go with his theory.
He also likes Derek Queen.
Derek Queen at like 8 or 6.
Yeah,
he likes Derek Queen that early. If you took Queen at 18, I got no problem. I can't take Derek Queen at 6. I know Valdez, you're all in on Queen. Would
you take
Queen
Ace Bailey,
6?
Jason? You watch more college hoops than me. Is Ace Bailey as good as Brandon Miller was?
I think Brandon Miller is probably better.
No. Coming out, no.
I think he was more explosive in college.
And again, the thing I am concerned about is why. Now,
why
again,
didn't they win?
These are young players, okay? They're young, 18-year-old player, 18 and 19, I think. But why? They don't strike me as huge team players if they've got two of the top three prospects in the draft and you have a 15 and 17 record.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I just know he's got an elite skill set.
He does, but maybe he has to become more of a mature player.
But hold on.
And look, he's a young kid, and these were young kids that you're relying on. And maybe Rutgers didn't have the complement of juniors and seniors that you kind of need with these young guys to kind of rein them in and help them develop as players, but that's just a big concern for me.
Valdez, you would take Queen at 6, right? I know you. You would take him at 6.
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
I don't care if you think it's a reach. I think he's a very good prospect.
I think he'll be a long-term. I think he'll be a long-time pro. I don't know how good he'll be, but I think he'll be like a 10-year plus NBA player. Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How are you, man?
I like where they are. They're acquiring good young talent. I think they have a solid base. They're in a good position to get great talent in this draft. Between, you know, personally, I love the Maryland kid, but really like Ace Bailey too. But I mean, they seem to be stepping in the right direction. So I have no reason to believe that they won't continue. I mean, they have a bit of a blueprint in front of them from past, you know, experiences, and I like the talent that we have. So I don't see why we can't continue to keep getting better.
Ace Bailey might be the guy. I'm looking at a report to Marcus.
Thanks,
to Marcus Cousins, former NBA player who, of course, had a little run-in in Puerto Rico recently.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He says he thinks Ace Bailey should be the number one pick.
I'm telling
you. I think he's the closest thing we've seen to Tracy McGrady. Pretty good comp.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the skill set is insane. I don't know what his head's like. I don't know if he'll like grind on defense. You know, I don't know if he's going to be a good guy, bad guy. I have no idea. But his skill set is insane. Now, the guy that Jimmy kept bringing up, though, that he said he liked more than Ace, maybe for some of the off-the-court stuff, potentially, is Carter Bryant from Arizona.
Is he gonna slip that far? I don't know if he'll slip that far.
Who? Carter Bryant?
Bryant, yeah.
I see Carter Bryant listed at like 20.
I've seen him higher than that. But
we'll Carter Bryant only averaged like 6 points a game. That's another huge leap.
Young kid.
It feels like a Johnny Davis.
At least Ace Bailey put up some numbers. But I see the similarities.
But I could also see them going international because Will Dawkins is a big international guy.
Well, who are the international guys we should be keeping an eye on?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, they've got scouts over there all the time. I think one time when we had him on the show, he had just got back or he's getting ready to go over there.
Yep.
But put it this way. I think this is a pretty good draft. I said this yesterday. I was initially, you know, disappointed, pretty severely disappointed when we were nowhere near getting Flag. I mean, I knew we wouldn't win the thing, but it was just so horrible when we got the sixth pick. But having gone through the guys, I think there's plenty of talent in this draft. I think it's going to end up being a decent draft.
Either Trey Johnson or Bailey will slip to six.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, so we got our mock drafts.
It's just a matter of who Will really likes out of those two.
Mock drafts coming up at 8 o'clock. Hey, let me tell you about the largest fireworks store on the East Coast. It's now open. It's called Gorilla Fireworks. The largest selection of major brands of the good stuff, including firecrackers, rockets, mortars, artillery shells, repeaters, Roman candles, fountains, and much more. You don't have to drive to Pennsylvania or south of the border. It's just 30 minutes from the DMV. Gorilla Fireworks. Located in Charlestown, West Virginia, 1 mile from the Hollywood Casino. Great deals all year long with our entire inventory. Either buy one, get one free, or buy one, get two free. Hurry in before the 4th of July frenzy starts. Let Gorilla Fireworks light up your sky on your 4th of July.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies. Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode. So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.